Whatever, just in time. Yeah,
Total.
Mr. Base.
Why?
Capital Base was famous around the world.
Right, of course. Those hands round, we should not do it in government. Okay, so the run on the long run and the Beis Amud Aleph, this has a very interesting yesod, which is a whole din Shulchan Aruch. We'll see a little bit of Shulchan Aruch and your day is in Kuf Beis, which talks about Tavish Yeshla Matirin. So again, I just took a chunk out of the run. So he says, the end of the first line, the time is the Chazino l'Rabbanu l'Rav Yehuda. There's a famous machloikis in Shas between Rabbanu and Rav Yehuda. The Fliga b'min b'mino ibatol oiloi. Rav Yehuda shita is min b'mino loy batol. Rabbanu hold min b'mino is batol. Rabbi and Perek Hakoyim it's Rabu. The Shnei Mikra Gadosh are really getting coming from the same pasuk. The Chsev is in the pasuk on the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So you know, he take right first. He does the sar and he takes the par and. I'm sorry, the par first and the sari afterwards. And it goes into the Kaddish Kedoshim, and then after he both of them, and he mixes them together. Hold on, mix them together. The heart of the small amount of blood should be bottled into a large amount of blood. I don't know, from an ox is much more than from a goat. Currently, it's still called Damasar. Amulei bottle. Okay, so that's clear. That no one argues about that. So Ksaver of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda learned from this pasuk, this fact, the Hainu time we shum the min b'mina le'batol, right? If he should call davar shu'daim l'chaveiro ina machlishay. In other words, the idea of a bit of roiv and batol b'roiv is that the roiv overpowers the miut. But if they're both working together, they're not overpowering each other. They forget they're strengthening each other. The blood and blood. So again, told us should doim l'chaverei machlishem a holds it up and it strengthens it. Shemachi yisrael of Yehuda b'kulu yisuri demim v'mino le'batul. Okay, for Rabbanu l'mashul, they disagree. Why? Because we call mokum they hold mim v'mino the issa v'hetzah and them zelaza. Physically they're the same, but we call spiritually halachically they're different. One's mutter, one's aser. So the roiv of heter can v'fatul the miut of iser. Because they are different from each other, so they fight against each other, and the right can overpower the miut. Just look at what it looks in the atzmius, you know, in the physicality of it. So why over there? They're both equal. They're both kosher. They're both karbanis, and they're both kosher karbanis. Okay, now the chihechi, the Rav Yehuda ozel dimina etzem ozel rabban achadimina heter ulfikach kol shechiluk and brisav heter. That's again kol teru kula afilu min b'minoi bottle. To have like why again that's we paskin like rabbanon. I mean Rashi paskin's got it like Rav Yehuda and Shas, but we paskin like rabbanon. The heavily come in b'shein aminoi in that sense. Okay, now. Now this gets to our Gemara. Shomachi Amrinon, this Iser is going to become mutter. Not to Rabbanan Amishum. That's important. In other words, it's not a deraisa de klal. This whole din that min davish yesh matirin if he'll be elaflay bottle is only Rabbanan dekadim. Okay, so Mishum Chumri with Rav Yehuda, the kiven she'ein davish zecholak min hetalak Amri. In other words, I mean, again, it's not to Rabbanon because of the Chumrah, to the words of Yehuda. No, I agree to you, Yehuda, and the Rabbanon in this case, because the Esther is also a heter. The Esther heter, Shari, Afu Saifa Elias Nitta Kamayu. Armin Shayne Batal Beminai. Okay, that's, I think it's enough for the gist of what the Ran is saying. So Ran is saying a very lumpish of art in why the Rabbanon said that Doshish Matirin. Now is not bottle is because it's really like the same thing, just like the Dama Par and the Dama Sar is the same thing. It's also the same. I eat saucy, it's also today, but it's mutter tomorrow. So it's mutter be mutter, it's not also beheter. Okay. So the okay, Rashi Shita is now in Tehran. That's how they learn Pashit. Well, we're not going to learn Pashut. But the Pashut you learn Rashi, not like the Ram. Rashi and Mesetis Beya, Daf Gimel and Beyes, Daf Dalam and Aleph. It says over there this idea. The top line, Iam, there's about an egg, a Suffolk. Suffolk Yontif, Suffolk Chayil, you don't know if it was, you know, was laid on Yontif or Chayil, Havidash HaShematirin. Just wait till tomorrow when Yontif is over. Chadash HaShematirin, Nafil Elif Leibotel. Why? So Rashi says, the last Rashi, Afilu Elif Leibotel, excellent Rashi. Okay, last four lines. Okay, I also agree. In our Torah, of course, it is bottled. Again, it's all Drabonans. Chad Betray Bottle, Sevachiram Lahates. Achmor Rabbanon, the Hid Rabbon were Machmer, Hoyle Vieshla Materin Lachesman, Loyach Lanabisra, Al Yidei Bittel. Why should I eat today, even though there's Bittel? Again, the Torah is Bittel, so it's really mutter. No. But the Maisa, everybody knows you're eating a trade for a piece of egg or a trade for a piece of meat. Don't do it. The Lashon that all the Achronim use is Achet Techlana Vieshra Techlana Behet. Why should you eat it when it's Isra? Eat it when it's mutter. Wait a day, or wait a whatever it is. Okay. So that's the two pshatim, Ran and Rashi. We'll get to Naftaminas shortly. But before we get to Naftaminas, so there's a Gemara in Beit of Dalam and Aleph. So the Gemara over there, again, the Gemara is discussing over there, it says it's a Suffolk. What was the Suffolk over there? The Gemara goes back and forth. Ravashi Amalam Suffolk, Yom to Suffolk Koil, which is what we read. The Gemara said it can't be, because it's Suffolk Shashmatirin. No, have a Dovish Shashmatirin. Again, but it's not Aleph bottle. We're talking about some one egg. Not many eggs, one egg. Have a dosh shematirin, dosh shematirin, a film of rabbanon loy bottle. Says the word loy bottle is a just a barred expression. It means loy matirin. Usually suffik rabbanon lakula, but why should I eat it today when it's a suffik iser? Eat it tomorrow, it'll be vadi bimutter. That's a suffik if it's a beishnal to be yantiv. The day after yantiv, it's mutter. Now, this only makes sense according to Rashi. It doesn't make sense according to the Ran. There's not a question of bittel. They dealt with bittel, so you can have a ran cheshbon. There's no bittel of it. It's one egg, one suffik, suffik rabbana luchumra in such a case. So what does the ran do with this? This is a kasher achronim asked. What does the ran do with this? So one mahalach is that the ran agrees to Rashi. He agrees to Rashi's reason. But he doesn't agree to Rashi's reason when it comes to bittel. Because what do you say? Don't eat it today when it's osir. It's not osir. It's bottle. If you have a Suffolk egg, you're right, I can understand. Suffolk, it's awesome, but why should you want a Suffolk? Maybe it's awesome, eat it tomorrow. But when it's bittel, if there's a bit bittel, then why should I wait till tomorrow? It's mutter today. It's not achi techlena bi sur techlena b'atayra. That's the, now, there's more than one person that, you know, Achram, but the Meretzchias in our Gemara says this beferish. Kfar yisairu, it's on the run. It doesn't tell you, look, that's what he means. And like Rashi, I'm hitting on the word. So the Mitzchia says it again. Other Chachamim say it also. Rav Elchanan says it a little differently. A very chap, chiddush like a chap, not pashut pshat. I'll tell what he says. We're going to go back really to the pashut pshat in the Ram. Look what Rav Elchanan says. He has the same kasha. Rav Ashi Yomer, because I Rav Ashi Yomer is Beya Daf Dalam and Aleph. Mishum the it's a Rav Chanan in Mesadas Beya. Ois dalit also daf dalit ois dalit. Shem dover sheyesh loy matir and haynu kamoi dover sheyesh loy batal. Just a marshal, just like the etzay batal. Alchanami pesavik osir rabbanim. Akshmi zelapish around it. Darn on the days. Tain shul dim shem min bemino in case zeshay klal loyshay klal. In this case, a sheyik rabbanim. Yesh loymer to al korcha gam lapish aran. Of course, right? We just said that. It's only chumra jabon. That's all not really true. The midaraisa ganish on the bottle berayv of metzia. Okay, whatever. Vim kain akati tikshi. Eiza tam oilacham lahachmer v'loy midloy bottle midrabon. In other words, what's shat? Maisa minatayri it's bottle. So why drabon come along? Again, you had a lomdishavaret. Why it's not bottle? But what pushed drabon to say the lomdishavaret? It's in the Torah. I didn't recognize that part. Really, it's the beheter, and this is the beheter called Rabban in his bottle. So Rabban gave him a lumdus of var to make it awesome. But why should you do that? Why should you make up a lumdus? Right? You know what the answer is? He holds a grashi. So why did Ran have to hold shtickle Torah? The Rashi manages without the shtickle Torah to Ran. Why need the shtickle Torah? How did Sarah Ran the time it didn't be minoi? Hangum Yishum is a clown. I call it a shas clown, a locha clown. Chol takonis ugzeres lecham mitzor shnei dvarim. Every time you find a issur rabbanon, there has to be two things behind it. Eiz etam oylam l'sakin. First of all, the reason why he should want to make it awesome. And second, a filum yeshtam shetzach ligzar avol klal god. We have a rule: milsa de leka de kavosa b'day raisalim zayin abanan. You want to just make up things. There has to have some surah. It was called there's a tama iser and the tsura iser. What form the iser has? You just say it's aser because we want to say it's aser. Has to have a reason for it. So we have the reason why we want to make it aser and a way that we can so to say, explain why it's aser. They always like a smachta. The gzeres is the raisa. Oh, the Torah said it's asam. We'll say it's asam. No, okay, could be confused. Then basa b'chalav is minat Torah, and chicken b'chalav is a rabbanon. Okay, we understand it. So the basa b'chalav. In other words, why should we bottle? Again, Savik Rabbanon, like the Gemara Beya, I understand. That's Pashim. Savik Rabbanon, okay. Savik, Dreis Luchamra, Savik Rabbanon, look. Okay. The high time, Mephalgina, Birosh Shmatirin. All right. This line we'll get to in a moment. And I'll go back to that. But okay, so we have a machlaikis between the Ran and Rashi. So we have a Kasha from the Beya. We have to read some how to answer the question. Okay. Now, there's a Tzlach. I'm not going to read the Tzlach yet, but the Tzlach in the Bay, which is not from the Tzlach, it's from his son. The Tzlach is Nabi Yehuda, okay, Yecheskel, and his son of Shmuel. They took a shtickle that it was a Shabbos Shula, Drosha, Shabbos, the Drosha that he said. See, one, he gives two nafkaminas between the Rana and Drashi. Yeah, you know, Rashi has his Prat, the Rana has his Prat, two nafkaminas. One of Kamina, I didn't photocopy the Mordechai and the Rambam because the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam brings them down. So this is the last Rambam in your day of Simon Kuf Beis. Says Rambam, which says the Yotessim bracket, top line. Tovish Yeshli Heter, the Choyzev Neser. In other words, something is also today, so to say, we went to tomorrow, and also the next day. It becomes Mota, it becomes also. It goes back and forth. So is that called Doshish Lamatirin or not? Yeah, again, it's also today. It's not going to become mutter and stay mutter. It's going to become mutter, go back usser, mutter, usser. Works in a, it sounds like a strange case now. It's a very practical case. It's also for a week, right? Of Pesach. Then it's mutter for the next 53 weeks or whatever it is, 40, 50 weeks. Then it goes usser again for a week. So it goes back and forth. So the Mordechai says, Matirin means it becomes mutter totally. It goes back and forth, back and forth. That's not called Lo Shesh Matirin. So be bottle. The Yesh Cholkem is there, which is the Rambam. He holds it is called Doshesh Matirin. Okay, so what's the basis of the Machlokes? How do we understand the Machlokes? Again, something which is Aser today, Mutter tomorrow, but then eventually come Aser again. Maybe one Mutter again. Could we go back and forth? So the Mordechai says it's not Doshesh Matirin, and Rambam says this. It says that the son of the Tzlach, Amata Ani Yomer, the Plukta Shal Rambam Mordechai, Yichom Etzay Doshesh Matirin, Tal Yibahanech Taim Shal Rashi Farnam. It's totally this machlokes. The time it's Rashi, have you come to Shesh Matirin? I'm saying today is the last day of Pesach. I want to eat a piece of chametz got mixed up with other things. So we tell him, don't eat it today, eat it tomorrow. So he said, no, because in a year from now it's going to come also. So what? I don't have to eat it today, I can eat it tomorrow. So why should I let you eat it today? You can eat it tomorrow, the next day, rather. They have plenty of time to eat it behetah. So why the svara of Asher Dechlena Beisa? The behetah applies. Asher Chayzul is all the Shana Abba. So Shaiach Bei. And even it would be, I don't know. Again, I don't know how the numbers would be. But let's say we come Mutter only one day a year. I don't know. Maybe also you should wait for that day. I don't know for sure. I don't have such a attempt. But actually, I did bittul yamdin. I lack a pace of Yechabli bittul. So that's true. Going to Rashi. So that's going to be pshad in the Rambam. So Rambam says that what? It's don't eat it. It's of Shesh Matirin. Eat it tomorrow. What does the Mordechai hold? That makes sense. Why? What's the whole vart? His whole vart is it's not Isser, Isser, it's not Isser Beheter, it's Heter Beheter. So I can hear. The Heter Beheter is it's going to become Mutter and stay Mutter. So it's Isser then Mutter, then Isser then Mutter. So it is more Isser than it is Heter. Again, it's also today, if they, you know, Beish and all the Yontif, once Yontif passes, it's mutter, even next Yontif also, it's mutter for the rest of its, until it gets destroyed or eaten up. So, but here it goes back and forth, so it's not really it's Issa Beheter. Okay? So he can't say it's a Dover HaMutter, because it'll become back also. The Kivin Shein HaTerim Miskayim Loilim, the Heter doesn't stay forever. So it's not any, it's similar to a regular Dover HaMutter, which is going to be Mutter forever. Okay, yeah, if it's just a one day, and it'll become Mutter, fine. Okay, so that's an afkamina between Rashi and Rambam. Well,
it's interesting. You're standing a week after Pesach, and sitting a darvish that's chomet. Like it was.
But hold on, but you have to work the other way. The emes is it's a behetur. It's not doivit to each other. Telling me it's no. It's really a davar amut because it's going to become. We're not the one we get the Pesach. We're talking on Pesach. Right? If the Pesach is no problem. So on Pesach, when it's also today, and grabs me with it tomorrow. So you tell me, no, it's not a davar amut. I mean, you tell me I can't eat it today. So it's a davar aser. I mean, it's a funny language, you know, the Ran. The Ran says, because it's a Davra Mutter, therefore it's Aser. That's really what's happening. Because it's a Davra Mutter, that's what's making it Aser. It's hard to say in other words, it doesn't sound right. But that's what comes out. Okay, if you look, turn over the page, the Slach has another, again, the son of the Slach has another Nafkamina, which is really Mefurish in the Ran. And really, that's what Rav Chanan said in the last line. In other words, does it make a difference if it's min b'mino or min b'shein b'mino? What's the difference? The whole point is, don't eat it today if I can eat it tomorrow. So whether it's min b'mino or whether it's min b'shein b'mino, it'll be the same. You got to listen carefully. But based on the Ran's reason, right? The whole word is it's the same thing. Bishlam and min b'minoi, so it's the same thing. Granted, one's also one's mutter. No, it's mutter b'mutter. But if it's min b'shein b'minoi, it's two different things. So it's min b'shein b'minoi. So of course it's a bittel because they're physically two different things. So then it wouldn't apply. And v'chein paskina b'shulchan aruch, the b'davish shematirin loy bottle dafkin is ar b'minoi of shein b'minoi gamir davish bottle. We pass the halacha that way. Now it would sound like from the Tzlach that we paskin like the Ran, but it's not Pashit. If you look at the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, it was before the Tzlach, the Shach says not that way. The Shach says that this Nafkamina is not true. Again, he's saying the Nafkamina is, if you find which there are, Rishayim, we'll get to, right, that hold that way. So if you find a reason that's going to say that the dafka is a difference, that whether it's mina mim shayna mina, so it has to fit with Rashi. That's true. But it could be the other way. Even Rashi could agree that there's a chilti mim mina mim shayna mina. Why? Says the Shach, the Kov base of Katan Dalid, Avogadlinian Beria, which is another thing which is not bottle of fill be'elev. Or Chaticha Ruil Eskabe, which is also not bottle be'elev. We never heard over there, Ein chil bin esar b'mina or shlo b'mina. There's no difference over there. Okay. So why over here? Yes. Now, if you held like the Ran, it's not a kasha. Push the cheshbon. Shani hacha the ein hachashivus mitzad her iser atzmoi elama achas sheyiloi heter achakach. No, the whole point is that what's also today will become muta tomorrow. Therefore, loy ratzu chachamim she is batel. But that's true if you have wine with wine. Okay. So wine will become mutter tomorrow. What over here? He had min b'shein b'minoi. So we'll call it wine and soda, okay? And right with it is soda. So what's going to become mutter tomorrow? Wine is no wine here. It's soda. Right with soda. Koshin es arim shalom b'minoi ain a het to nikral davar aser. What's going to take the wine? There's no wine here. It became bottle be'etzem the wine. So the sodas become but tomorrow. Sodas come but sodas mutter today also. Doesn't make sense to say the sodas are going to butter tomorrow. The heavy kamisha in limitarian. So therefore no one's gonna say that the davara asa is becoming mutter, because we're not calling it davara asa. Again, if it's minoi, so it's wine and wine. So the wine will be coming butter tomorrow, that's true. But when it's, let's say, wine and soda, something like that, so the wine is diluted into the soda. So the soda is going to be tomorrow. The soda is never asked today. So therefore, it's not called Yesh HaMatirin because we don't refer to it though. As I said to Shach, now that affects the to Rashi also. It has to be nicker like that. What's us today is what's tomorrow, which is not like what he's saying. So again, it could be that this nafkamina is not that a nafkamina. Okay, let's see. There's a shaila here, the Rambam and the Ravid. What's it in the Rambam? So Halachas Machalos, the Surah's parent says, Halacha Yudbeis. Yearly, that's something to focus on. The Rambam doesn't usually say yearly, he just says it out. Obviously, what he holds. Yearly, Shafilu Davish Yeshla Matirin, in the Saravishain Aminai, Voloy Nosantam Mutter. Yeah, if it's an enemy, so notice he's saying this chiluk between minai and enemy. If it's not shenem minai and it's not nice, it's water. Lo yezeh sheyesh lematir nechamor mitevel, because tevel occurs also do sheyesh lematir. Shari eshel esaknai, you can be masakin it. Havel bikein shloib minai benois and tang mishviyarno. Guess another piece in the Rambam where he said that that's the fact. Okay, now for al. The time al chametz bepesa shatayra osra. So he's saying chametz is different anyway, because not because of shesh lamatirin, for a different reason. It would have been of shesh lamatirin. Okay, that's what it says in the Rambam. So he's the Rambam is being mechalek between min aminim and shein aminim, which doesn't really fit with the first piece of the tzlach as you learn pashut. If the first piece of the tzlach, he said that the Mordechai holds like the Ran and the Rambam holds like Rashi. And here, I don't know how the two pieces of the tzlach fit together. The Rambam is a contradiction to it. Both nafkaminas can't fit into the Rambam. Okay, says the Ravid, three words. Well, Amar Avram, Mishnah Shleima Hi. So what's he saying? He's been a riot to the Rambam? He's been a kasha to the Rambam? The Kesav Mishnah is not sure. Okay. I mean, he didn't say his log lodge, and you know, it's ain't by club, you know, whatever the little shyness that the Ravid says. It's not common that the Ravid brings a riot to the Rambam. It's true. But Mishnah Shleimah, which Mishnah? The Ravid understood. We're going to know it. We're going to figure it out. Ravid thought that way. Okay. So at the cast of Mishnah. You shall me. So, first of all, you should know this Rambam, which is the Ran, is a real Yushalmi. Perik Shishi, which are Perik, we're learning Perik Shishi, Halacha Dalid. Okay, so it's not clear in Bavli, let's say, but right, obviously, but Bavli says clearly. Now, the Chosav Araj Rishanisho, Loma Tola Rabbeinu Adova Bisharos, yes, the Rambam. Why do you say Yerali? Again, you have Yushalmi that says it, that is good. Heshiv, the Rambam answered, Fisha Motza Harif. Sha'omra, the opposite, afilu b'she'en eminoi, the peri giran ha'nosha. The shakosah sham plukta Rav Levi b'reich ha'milsi, ha'omra ha'domra Rav Kana, pasha ofim atzli. You baked bread together with roasting meat, so it's fleshing of bread. Also, lo'ochla b'kutach. I feel, even though it's I shouldn't say word aser. If you hold reicha, lav milse, it's not really aser. No, you should be machmer anyway. Don't eat it. You know why? Because you can eat it with milchiks. I mean, with fleishiks. Why are you eating with milchiks? It's a dosh yeshul matirin. And that's when b'shein eminoi. Yesh le rif raya. Oh, okay, before that. So since the rif didn't hold that way, right? Usually the Rambam goes with the shita sarif. And he's going to, I'm disagreeing with his Rebbe, I'm disagreeing with the rif. So I said, yearly. I can't say clearly. If the Rebbe, my Rebbe didn't say it, I'm saying it. So I could say, you know, yearly. It seems to be otherwise, but not so partial. Okay. I'm going to skip this piece, even though he's answering the question. But the second, last two wide lines. bold word, haravid kasa. Yerali shafil davish yesh lamatirin. That's the words of the Rambam. Now, what does he mean to say? So he's going to have one shot that he disagrees, and one shot that he agrees. I'm not sure which one he really meant. Venerally, shataymoi. So he's heard, which is part of Pashup Shat. He's disagreeing. Like we always understand the right is with. Which mission are you talking about? Now, really, this mission is going to bring down. The Ran discusses it. I didn't photocopy that piece of the Ran, but in the Ran, he goes through this question and answer. Gemara, the last parak of Masechta Beis, Shekasafki b'samach, which is really the piece that I skipped. The Tanan, it says over there like this: Ha'isha sheshala mechaverta tavlin umayim amelach. So one lady supplied the flour, and one lady supplied the spices and the water and the salt. Lisasa for a dough. It was yantif, and they each had a different tchum. This, when they made it, with tchum to that direction, then they had tchum to that direction. So where do you eat this bread? It's part of the ingredients is from Rachel, and part of the ingredients from Leah. They have two different tchumim. What do you do? So the dinner is Hariel Karagli Shayin, the overlapping area of both of them. Now it overlaps because they were both dealt with each other. So they're both here, and I don't know how it depends how far they made the tchum. If they made 1,000 amos away, so they'll be, they'll have a 1,000 amos, which is overlaps. Well, 2,000 amos, really. Okay. Yeah, so you're machmer. Hakshina, why? We bottle my melech pizza. Well, I mean, the flour is the main part. The other thing is insignificant. Well, Pirka, Rav Ashi says, Mishum the heavy dog shashamaterian. Oh, that's the reason. Because in other words, I can eat it in the overlapping area. So don't say, Rachel, you could take it to there, or Leia, whoever gave the flour, you take it where you want to go. Eat it with the area they share. Oh, the head's been Mishanaminai. Flour together with salt. Now, so Oladas Rabbeinu, but according to the Rambam, who says not that way, not like the Rif, Yeshlami question Kasafti Basama Brima Rajba, the Mayim Umelech, Abi Isa Kaminachin. It's one thing because it all comes together to make one thing, a dough. The water is not a dough, the salt is not a dough, the water is not a dough. But if you put the dough, the flour with the water and the salt, it becomes one item. That's called Bimbimino. Even though it's really different things, they come like one. Granted, in the early, he says another svara also. If you look back for a moment, three lines above the narrow, last three wide lines. Inami, time of the tavlum shum davidi l'taima. So play on words. Time of the reason, because it's a vidi l'taima for taste. In other words, something which gives a taste, yeah, if it's bottle. Bottle means you don't know where it is, you don't feel it, you don't taste it. But of course you taste the tavlum. That gives it the whole geschmack. Okay. Now, so if that's pshat, so he said the machlokes. Ev shaloymer oid. Maybe we could say differently. Did he what? I didn't clap until I learned it a few times. He said maybe he's agreeing with the Rambam, not disagreeing with the Rambam. And he has a mishnah was a riot to the Rambam. Ev shaloymer oid. Shataynu midarim b'yishalmi perik vav. Again, yishalmi this perik. The nedarim. Elay nedarim ma'at ovid loin. How do you treat a neder? Now, I hopefully enough in the test, we're going to get back to this. Unfortunately, there's a Gemara over there about this. So if a neder is called Dosh HaShematirin, that's a suffix of the Yishalmi. Is a neder called Dosh HaShematirin? Or Kedosh HaLamatirin? We have to know as far as I'm not going to, why it's not, you can't be matur it yourself. You have to get a mumcha or a bezdin, and you have to convince them to be matur it. It's not so simple. I mean, Dosh HaShematirin, Be'esh and other yantif, just wait till tomorrow. It's very simple. Just wait. Have to have patience, but here you have to find a heter. Okay, it's a shaylu nishalmi. Tamas nisan avad loin kedavish shematirin. But the Mishnah says it is davish shematirin. The tanina and tamon shanoidim in a davar from X and a sar ba'acher in Y. Im yesh by b'nei san tamar is a aser. It's aser. Now vice dois. Yeah, well, so he says tipasa b'min b'shein aminoi b'davish hashlamaterin. In other words, if it's min b'shein aminoi, then it's going to be mutter. But if it's min b'minoi, tak will be aser. Okay, so you see clearly that Yishalmi is being mechalik in min b'minoi, min b'shein aminoi. Oh, so have a raya to the Rambam. Believe it or not, you bring a raya. But upon him, I mean, we see it could be the Rif Shita. They bring other Shitas that hold that way. you know, that could be that in a whole not like the Rambam. Okay, there's one more point over here, an interesting point. Let's see this Rikiv Eiger. Oh God, how did I get to this Rikiv Eiger? I was looking up my notes on Yeridaya on Smukov Beis. I got it from Adrash Sheh from Rav Pam. It's only, I don't know, 40, 50, 45 years ago. Okay, but I have run it, Tosh Shin Mem. That's what it was. So it's 45 and a half years ago because it was in Shvat. Okay, that's what it says in my notes. Anyway, so he said, oh, he spoke out to Shuki Vega when we learned that sermon. Nishalti mitam chacham muflig. Okay, Kivega said he's a tam chacham muflig, then he's a tam chacham muflig. The Shah was like this. He made it. Now we know you can't swear on the Dover HaAser, but you can make a neder, even if it's a Dover HaAser. So the neder is chal. So this, you can't eat for two reasons. It's an avela, and because you made a neder. You didn't do it on purpose. You know, you're not aiming for chal, but a mistake, it got mixed up. In the same min. So that's not the question is, is it bottle? Because a davish yesh lamaterin in name of the batla chaticha, the ba'alma nedaloi batal. He's learning again. We have to prove this, but he's saying even the shami had a suffix. It is called the davish yesh lamaterin. Mikama kahacha kiven dein laheta bloy bittel. In other words, here the davish yesh lamaterin is true. It's but it only takes off one iser. It doesn't take off both iserim, right? It only takes off the iser of the neder. You can't take off the iser nevela, so you have to come on to bittel anyway. I didn't even know. Become what? Come it's a nether. No, like you look at two shilas. One the shilas is an avela bottle, and one is a nether bottle. So an avela maybe can't. It could, but then nether not. That's a shilas. So he says the kivega. I saw a tshuva tzemach tzedek who has a similar shilas to this. What's the shilas over here? Beyas treifa. No, the hen was treif. And it laid an egg. The egg is not kosher. She know to be on, and it was born, and it was a hat laid on Yontif also. So you have two problems. It's a patient old to be yontif, and it's also a treifa. The Dona Shoyla Hatya Loichla Beyontif Adi Bittel. He held. What do you mean? It's not Tav Yeshua Materian, right? The din of Yontif is Yeshua Materian, but the din of treif is not Yeshua Materian. Because of Shalom Farish was a Rajah, which again, not to, it's an interesting Shaila there, the Rajah. Hey, Shabbat Shalom said, listen, he disagreed. Kilikal part of Achayotiv Yufka Isser Mukta Mimeno. It's going to fall off. Lomi Yechlan Biyantiv, Komasha Ev, Koma, the Eshel, and Mevi Beheter of Dinan. Was that Schema Pichodosh and Mukas Yaakov, all like the Tzemach Tzedek, that it's awesome. So I'm not sure if Rav Pam said, I haven't written the X on top of the page. Oh, it's totally the Machlaikas, the Ran and Rashi. According to Rashi, it makes sense. Why should he eat it today with two Averis? I can eat tomorrow with one Averis. I mean, it's not Averis, but why should I be matter two bito, you know, two things with bito? I can matter one. So it's a less level. Okay, fine. But according to Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. You can't say it's Mimbuminai. It has an Issa Nevela. The Nevela is Zecha. This is a double answer. It may have two Averis and one Averis. Or two Issa and one Issa. It's Vaday not. A double heter with a double heter. Again, if you have one iser and that iser can come off, so you can say it's a heter beheter. So it doesn't become bottle. But here there's two iserim and one iser guaranteed to stay. The nevela doesn't fall off. So when you want to say the other very falls shkayuk, but it's still also the whole svar of the round wouldn't apply in such a case. So therefore, we have to come out. So it's not a heter beheter. Then the chardi become bottle. So chardi shayla is totally also. We have three shaylas who are totally in the machlekes. Rashi and the Rav. One was Chometz of Pesach, something which is also now becomes Mutter, becomes also again. And then Min B'Minoi, Min B'Shein B'Minoi, which is the Shaila, could be a Machlokes, the Ravid, and the Rambam. Could be it's a Machlokes, Rambam, and the Ravid. But the Rachiezer says that Ik is the second shot in the Ravid, not the first shot of the Kesef Mishnah, that he agrees, doesn't argue. Okay. And how is this third Shaila? We have two of Isurim and one Isur is Eshel Matilin and one is not in Matilin. But the Rashi, you should wait. According to the Ram, it's Issa Beheter. So therefore it becomes possible.